Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Mike Vrabel talking about Aaron Glenn, year one with the New York Jets. Don't forget, Vrabel interviewed with the Jets back on January 3rd. Things could have gone much differently, as we've discussed on a What If Wednesday.
Very different.
Very, very different.
Yeah.
On a What If Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. Rob Gronkowski talking to the media right now, signing his one-day contract to retire as a member of the New England Patriots.
Great idea by Ninkovich this morning. He said maybe you let him play on Thursday. Maybe one day, one game. One game contract.
I don't think they're going to have Hooper. Right?
So they could use Gronk for a game.
I think he's in concussion protocol.
And then bring
so
Hooper
there you go.
Back, yeah. That would work out nicely.
Kraft, I guess, said he should go in to the Patriots Hall of Fame on the first ballot, I'd say.
I would agree. Yeah,
pretty good. But anyway, that's going on now. Anything interesting, we'll be sure to pass it along. Here on what is not a Patriots Friday, but it sort of functions as a Patriots Friday with the game tomorrow. We're talking to Mike Mwenu of the Patriots. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Mwenu, how you doing this week?
What's up? I'm doing good.
We're excited to see you guys on Thursday night. The whole country gets a look at you against the Jets. And we're excited to see you in these uniforms that you guys are going to be sporting on Thursday night. How do you feel about the uniforms you guys are going to be wearing?
Yeah, I like them. I think they're really cool. Definitely up there with the top uniforms we've worn.
What is the best uniform you guys have worn?
Well, in my opinion, I like the 2017 all white out, and then I will put these next to second.
Yeah, I like these a lot. They came out, there's like, what, 8 teams have new ones this year. You guys were one of them. You might have the best one. They're calling them the Nor'easter. So you get the white helmets.
Yeah, I agree.
I like them a lot.
They've grown on me.
I know. I like them more and more.
The more I see them, the more they've grown on me. Do you have like a, and you are a pretty traditional uniform at Michigan, which are great uniforms. Do you have a favorite kind of all-time uniform if you were extracting the Patriots and the ones you've worn? Is there one that you really like or stands out from childhood or anything?
No, I don't have one of those.
You guys are on, obviously, a nice win streak, 7 in a row. Are you a superstitious person at all? Like, is there things that, because you're on a winning streak, you got to keep doing, whether it's, you know, meals or clothes or anything like that?
No, not at all. I'm not superstitious.
What do you do on a short week? Like, logistically, without giving up any big secrets, we asked Hunter Henry about this on Monday, like, you're a veteran now. You know how to prepare on a short week. What are like some tricks or tips that you've figured out to get yourself ready on a short week?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is really just going to be that sleep and hydration. I think definitely for us coming from our away game, coming from Florida, being hot, humid, just preparing getting that sleep and then getting your body feeling back to shape to go back out there and play another game.
Do you like Thursday night football?
Yeah, I do. It provides a challenge. You know, both teams have to prepare the same way or is on a short week, so it really just lays it on the line for the game.
We have started to externally, I don't know about you guys internally, but externally we started to look at the standings in the AFC and where the Patriots line up. And Damian Woody the other day had the comment, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough in the AFC. How much are you starting to look at, if at all, what the other teams in the conference, the Colts, the Broncos, even teams like the Chiefs, how much do you start paying attention to that this time of year?
Yeah, you're aware of it, but I mean, for us, you know, the next game is the most important one. So, you know, our focus is on the next game and preparing and winning that one.
How good was it to see to get the running game going and watch Trevion Henderson? You guys opened up some holes for him, and he had some real long runs on Sunday.
Yeah, watch him run away. That felt good. You know, that's probably the only time it's acceptable to watch the play as an O-lineman, but, you know, did our job and created those holes for him.
What do you think of Tonga, his lead blocking? How would you grade that?
Yeah, Tonga is legit. Tonga is one-on-one. You know, I think whenever he's on the field, somebody's going to get hit. Somebody's going to be on the ground. So, you know, only good things can come from that.
What would you do if you lined up, across from him? If you had to play on the other side of the ball and you had to line up across from him, what would you do to negate his lead blocking? Yeah.
I don't even know. It would probably be a lot of helmet. Come in paint chips flying around on that hit, but you know, it's going to be a body for a body.
What can you tell us about the Jets defensive front? I know Quinton Williams, one of the best in the league, just got traded away, but as for the guys that are still there, what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, they definitely have a good young group. Edge guys are playing at a high level right now. Interior guys are playing well. So it's going to be a good challenge.
Okay, Mike Iwenu and the Pats back on the field tomorrow. Quick turnaround, taking on the New York Jets. They got those nice Nor'easter uniforms. We'll be watching. Best of luck this week, Mike, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Mike Iwenu joining us every other Patriots Friday, which is kind of on a Wednesday here today, leading into the game tomorrow. A lot of paint chips flying around. I like that.
A lot of paint chips flying around. That's good.
Those uniforms have grown on me. Like, I've seen them a little bit out in the wild, people wearing, like, the uniforms, the hoodies, the hats, or the jerseys, rather, the hoodies, the hats. So I've seen that, and then...
I love the... I don't even know how you describe that color. It's like a blue-gray kind of combined.
Nor'easter. It's like an icy blue.
Oh, an icy
blue. Icy blue?
Maybe an icy blue. I like it quite a bit. I think it's going to pop today.
Like I said, I like those Celtics uniforms last night. They didn't get a win.
No, that was probably part of the reason they lost.
But I prefer these the more we've gone along. So that's Mike Iwenu joining us here.
Are the Jets wearing theirs?
No. But they're like
– They're not, right?
No. So one
they
thing –
They alternate because the Bills wore theirs against the Pats, right? But the Pats didn't wear theirs.
Correct. So
what?
I think
what's the point of that?
When they have these games, both teams don't wear the new uniforms, which would be cool.
Right.
Who told us they like the Color Rush uniforms? Is that Milton Williams?
I've
never heard that before in my life. Yeah, thumbs up. He's like, I love the Color Rush.
Some were,
those mustard – Jacksonville Jaguars ones? He was that's my color.
Well, everybody had one, though, but it's the same thing. Like, there was a wide scale. Some of those were pretty good. Some of them were sure not.
But I guess the point is, in those games, both teams were wearing them, which is what they should do with these uniforms.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that?
I would think it's a no-brainer, especially on, like, Thursday night where it's the only game in town. You want to showcase these new bad boys just so people could rush to the NFL shop and
get them. The Rams are randomly wearing theirs on a Sunday? I thought they were all on Thursday.
No. That was Color Rush. Color Rush was a Thursday thing.
No, because the Pats, Keith's right. When the Pats and Bills played, Sunday night. Yeah,
and the Bills were there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, look, they're going to look good.
Time.
Look good and play good.
The Rams one isn't. It's just like
a regular
game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But it's a look good, play good situation for the Patriots this weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Against the Jets. Now, remember, and I'd forgotten about this till Nick brought it up after the show yesterday. I forgot Vrabel even interviewed with the Jets back in early January. January 3rd, he was hired here. On September 12th.
They probably should have offered him more money.
I'm sorry, January 12th. They probably should have upped that a little bit.
Yeah.
And it does make you wonder how things could have gone differently. Like, for instance, Keith, Mike Vrabel, not my number one choice, not your number one choice. You like Ben Johnson. I like Liam Cohen, who I think both have done good jobs so far. Ben Johnson, 6-3 in the playoffs. Liam Cohen is 5-4. They're clinging to a playoff spot.
Yep.
So I think if the Patriots went with either of those guys, they'd be in okay shape. Yeah. I think they'd have a winning record just like those teams have winning records. Drake May, the breakout was happening, whether it was Vrabel and McDaniels or whomever. I think the breakout was happening independent of coaching. McDaniels getting a ton out of him. Mm-hmm. Vrabel's getting a ton out of him. I think either way the breakout was happening, and if it happened, you'd be a good team. But I don't think I can make a case, and I wouldn't make a case, they'd be better off with Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen than how it's gone with Mike Vrabel. I think they'd be good. The other guys who got hired this offseason, Kellen Moore, Pete Carroll, Brian Schottenheimer, and then the guy on the other side, Aaron Glenn, this weekend. So I think this matchup is an opportunity to look back and be reminded how much they nailed this pick, even though there were people like us who didn't really want Vrabel, or at least didn't have him at the top of our list.
Yeah, he seemed like the obvious choice for Kraft. He seemed like kind of a safe choice from the list of candidates, right? Because it's pretty much, the exception of Pete Carroll, who's like the extreme, is the oldest coach in the league. Everybody else was a rookie head coach. And you wonder if part of the, you know, the Gerard Mayo experience was, all right, we don't want that. We don't want a guy in his first year. Not that those guys can't be successful, but it was like, we just tried that, so let's go somewhere else. So they got Vrabel. I think you start out with a pretty high floor. And now I feel like the ceiling's way higher than I envisioned, right? Like, I'm not surprised that he has them like on the same page. Like, I think you saw it in Tennessee. He took a team with Ryan Tannehill to the AFC Championship game. So there was like, all right, there's a body of work there. It's good. Now, it didn't end great. I'm not going to even put it all on him, though. Your GM's trading A.J. Brown for nothing. Like, that's not gonna really result in your team going right back to the AFC title game. So he's going to have a little bit more say here, like in the roster construction, than he did when he was in Tennessee. And it was going to be, all right, what do the coordinators look like? What does the free agents look like and all that? But out of all the guys that were hired, he stands above everybody else. I don't think you can really look at Johnson and Cohen, though, and like clown on them. Like,
no,
every one of these guys took over a bad spot, right? That's why the job was available to begin with. And right now, all three of those guys would be in the playoffs. Now, I wouldn't bet that Liam Cohen is at the end of the year, but through 10 weeks, he's in the playoffs, as is Ben Johnson. The other four, you know, they get their work cut out for them. all taking varying degrees of bad spots, but I mean, I can't imagine the Raiders thought they'd be 2-7 after 9 games, especially after going 1-0 against the Patriots week 1. Like, this thing, that's bottoming out a little bit quicker than you thought. But
so I think one thing that
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One thing I understood with Vrabel is he could, if it hit, he would come in and he would build a culture and he'd be a leader of men. The way you said it earlier, Keith, he wouldn't be a glorified coordinator. He's a head coach of the football team. He's not one of these guys who's buried in a play sheet or focused on one side of the ball or the other. So I think all those pluses, I at least understood were in play with Vrabel, and there was a chance it could happen quickly. I didn't expect this, But I thought if you were going to get something out of him, there was a real chance you'd get it quicker than the Ben Johnsons or Liam Cohen, first-time head coaches, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
What I didn't really see coming at all was how good he, and I think it's fair to give him credit for it, how good he's been on personnel. Like, we briefly mentioned this earlier in the show.
They've kind of nailed it, haven't they?
They have very few, if any, personnel misses, right? Uh-huh. Like, their draft we were talking about the other day as the best in how long? And they finally are starting to get a contribution from Kyle Williams, and Henderson has showed up in the last three games, and those guys were pretty lacking, I thought, in the first chunk of the year. But if you're going to get something out of them, on top of Campbell and Wilson and the kicker Borgalis and Craig Woodson, who's been a starter from day one, it's a really good draft class. Free agency is the same way. Like, there aren't really – are there any whiffs? Like, Spillane, I was pretty underwhelmed with to start the year.
So, running back, they didn't do anything. Wide receiver, they got Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins, both been good.
Great.
Offensive line, they got Garrett Bradbury and Morgan Moses, both been good. Defensively, they got the Milkman, they got Harold Landry, they got Robert Spillane, they got Chasen, who's been really good.
I mean,
Carlton Davis maybe hasn't been as good as I thought.
He's been a little underwhelming, that's a fair one.
But
Spillane was underwhelming to start the year, but he's been way better.
He's turned it around.
Like, they don't really have any personnel misses, and that's something that I definitely didn't see coming with Vrabel.
No, because everybody that brings in that many players is always going to have a few misses. Always.
And so the text line has brought this up a couple of different times. Guys, it's hard to say the Patriots would be in a similar spot or still a good team because Vrabel was in charge of a lot of the guys they brought in.
Yeah, that's why I think it is tough because maybe you could say, well, McDaniels would still be the OC, and maybe you still have Steph Diggs because Diggs never played for Vrabel. Diggs was still available, didn't cost a ton. McDaniel's brother worked with him, so that might have been the connection for him. Milkman, you just spent the most money on. But, like, Spillane and Landry, I don't think you get.
No.
And then who knows with some of the other guys.
But, look, while they've all been great personnel moves, the reason the Patriots are 8-2, the main reason, if you got to boil it down, is the breakout in year two from the quarterback. And I think that was happening either way. So I think they'd still be good, but it's worth revisiting with the Patriots taking on the Jets, who interviewed Vrabel earlier this offseason, and now they're sitting there with Aaron Glenn at 2-7. 617-779-7937. More evidence of how locked in the Patriots are. You heard some of it with Mike Onwenu. He's like, yeah, we're aware of what's going on in the AFC, but they're mostly locked in at this point in time. More evidence of that. Plus, Rob Bradford from the GM meetings in Vegas is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app.
Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.